From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Will the Utah County Attorney's Office get to stay on the Tyler Robinson case? That's what a judge has to decide after hearing arguments yesterday. KUER's Martha Harris was there.
Robinson has been charged with murdering Charlie Kirk. One of the prosecutors is Chad Grunander. His 18-year-old daughter was at the Utah Valley University event where Kirk was killed. On the stand, she said she was excited to see Kirk. She was a fan of his videos. She did not see him get shot, but heard it. She was scared for herself and sad for Kirk's family. But now, the daughter said she's totally fine and not traumatized. The Utah County Attorney's Office argues her presence has not impacted any decisions in this case. But defense attorney Richard Novak says the real problem is how the county attorney's office handled this. He said Grunander should have been, at least temporarily, walled off from the case. Since he wasn't, Novak argued it creates the appearance of a conflict of interest in the eyes of the public. Fourth District Court Judge Tony Graff said he'll rule on this issue in late February. Martha Harris, KUER News.
More high school students statewide are at grade level for English language arts. That's from a new report card from the Utah State Board of Education. It's based on student assessments in the spring, but math and science scores for high schoolers were down. And then for students in K through 8th grade, scores were flipped. English language arts achievement dropped, but math and science went up. An online tool lets the community see scores at the school and district level too. Utah fantasy author Brandon Sanderson is now publicly speaking about his Apple TV deal. The New York Times bestselling author lives in American Fork and teaches a course at Brigham Young University. The Hollywood Reporter broke the news last week that the book Mistborn got picked up for a movie, and the Stormlight Archive series will be adapted for TV. Sanderson described what happened behind the scenes in a YouTube video.
I was with studio heads, and basically everybody tried to bid on Mistborn and Stormlight. At the end of the day, I ended up picking Apple. Part of it was the amount of control that Apple was willing to offer me. But it's less about control, and it's more about the partnership. And the partnership felt right.
He'll write the Mistborn screenplay himself and will be a showrunner for Stormlight. Sanderson says he'll be working on the script for the next 6 months or so. The Utah Geological Survey is getting a $500,000 research grant to look for minerals in the western part of the state. The money comes from mining company BHP. Its Explore program partners with groups in the early stages of mineral exploration. The survey will also have access to the company's technology and professionals. The goal of the 9-month program is to fast-track concepts that could boost mining for materials that can be used in energy production. Provo has been officially recognized as a great place to ride your bike. The League of American Bicyclists named the city a gold-level bicycle-friendly community. This award is given to safe areas that encourage cycling in everyday life. The levels range from platinum as the highest, followed by gold, silver, bronze, and honorable mention. According to the League's official website, over 400 locations are currently certified. There are several other places in Utah also on the list. They include Park City, Logan, Moab, Salt Lake City, and St. George. Provo has spent $21 million on improving biking conditions since 2020, and the city says they'll be investing another $46 million over the next 5 years. You're listening to KUER News.